We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
If you remember a couple of years ago, maybe 10, I think it was, Michael Hogan, who was president of the University of Connecticut at that time, was trying to merge the UConn Health Center with Hartford Hospital. It didn't work out, but it is rather costly to operate. But now there's the new tower and all that going on over there. If you look at it, you say, holy moly, look what's going on here. Yeah, holy moly, look what's going on here. Jacqueline Rabe Thomas is with us, covers education and children's issues for ctmirror.org. And yeah, the state has problems, and therefore so does UConn Health Center. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Okay, so the story that you wrote, just put up about 2 days ago, I guess, posted, maybe yesterday, and we've heard a lot about it. And the fact is that the UConn Health Center, which includes, we'll get into that in a minute, is running, well, has some money problems. Is that correct?
Yeah, they have about $60 million going into this fiscal year, which is like a 6% structural deficit in their bottom line.
Jackie, when you're talking about the health center, that would be what? The medical school, Dempsey Hospital, the new patient tower. I mean, is it all that, or what exactly is it? Just the whole operating, entity?
Right, and the research enterprise over there as well. So there's a lot of faculty doing research who also work in the health center.
Which is one of their sales points. They say, hey, look, why don't you go to, we're running ads. They're saying, hey, why don't you go to the guy who did the research originally and you'll do better, I guess, is the way that works. So what exactly are some of the issues here? As you point out in the story in ctmirror.org, they were expecting a growth in market share. And it surprised me, Jackie, because it's only gone from 2.1 to 2.3%. It's not a huge increase, is it?
No. So the market is really competitive for the private for people with private insurance to get them to come into your doors. And John Dempsey was built with the sort of the sales, or was reimagined with sort of the sales pitch of, you know, our facilities are outdated. We have double units. We need to have single units. Mm-hmm. People want their own room when they come into our facility. You know, we have outdated equipment, all of this. We need to join this century with our facility. And so it was overhauled after three attempts were unsuccessful. One of those attempts was to merge with a larger network to sort of get economies of scale idea, right. And that was unsuccessful. And so another attempt was, you know, earmark $100 million in the federal health care bill, but Dodd, the former senator, wasn't successful in getting that money. And then so this attempt was successful in getting through the legislature and winning some funding, was called Bioscience Connecticut. And that provided about $250 million to, build a new patient tower, ambulatory unit, all of that. And with the idea, we're going to attract more people to come in through the door. Well, the occupancy rate still is, about 60%. It's actually gone down slightly from like 64% to 60. So not a huge decrease.
Yeah.
But, it's not going in the right direction.
No. Yeah. And as you point out, I mean, in your story, 4 in 10 beds on any given day are empty. So there's your occupancy issue right there. What are the reasons for the problem? Because I remember when they were trying to do the deal with Hartford Hospital, one of the issues and one of the reasons they couldn't make it work was because of the differential in salaries paid at, say, Hartford Hospital and in their system vis-a-vis the UConn Health Center. They just couldn't make the numbers work.
Right. So there's this really wonky thing called fringe benefits, which are sort of the added cost on top of a salary for your staff, which exactly. are, retirement benefits, pension, health, all of that. And so there's a percentage that you have to set aside on top of the average, on top of a salary. So at UConn Health, the fringe rate is 62%, which means for someone making $100,000, you have to set aside an additional $62,000 just to pay for all those sort of non-salary related expenses. At other hospitals, it's 30%. So twice the amount at UConn John Dempsey to pay for, you know, all the added benefits. And I should mention that it's not because, you know, the huge increase in the cost of all those added benefits is because, you know, there's a huge increase of, you know, lucrative benefits that people are receiving now. It's because of, you know, the same problem that state government is having. Yes. There's benefits that were promised that just weren't.
Exactly.
Funding wasn't set aside to pay for in the future.
Guys, I suggest go to ctmirror.org. I mean, this is important. It's an important part of the healthcare system here in the state. Should be a point of pride, I would think, for most of the people in the state. It is for me. I've seen Dempsey sitting up there. So, Jackie, nice work. Jacqueline Rabe Thomas, thank you much for being on.
Thanks for having me.
All right, ctmirror.org.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.